in ancient and rather fabulous annals. Our offspring would no more think of copying their behaviour, let us hope, than of doffing their clothes and painting themselves blue in consequence of certain admissions in the first chapter of their school history of England. Discredited as they are in practice, the cowardly proverbs hold their own in theory, and it is another instance of the same spirit that the opinions of old men about life have been accepted as final. All sorts of allowances are made for the illusions of youth, and none, or almost none, for the disenchantments of age. It is held to be a good taunt, and somehow or other, to clinch the question logically, when an old gentleman waggles his head and says, "Ah, so I thought when I was your age." It is not thought an answer at all, if the young man retorts, "My venerable sir, so I shall most probably think when I am yours." And yet the one is as good as the other, pass for pass, tit for tat, a Roland for an Oliver. "Opinion in good men," says Milton, "is but knowledge in the making." All opinions, properly so called, are stages on the road to truth. It does not follow that a man will travel any further, but if he has really considered the world and